It's not hard to believe we're acting on some ancient impulse when the first days of a new year bring on the urge, some might say compulsion, to clean, to organize, to keep house. The curious thing to me is that we're surprised by this craving, this desire to vacuum dusty corners, polish old wood, and wipe away the streaks on glass windows to let in as much of winter's weak light as possible. When you think about it, what could be more basic than the desire to make our nest, our cave, comfortable and clean and hospitable, and not just at the new year? The urge hits some of us at the beginning of each new season. When we sort the teetering tower of papers piled on the desk or the kitchen counter, or go through the sock drawers stuffed with all the single socks returned by the dryer, or call the books stacked on and around the bedside table, and bag up the odds and ends that have been crowding closets and basement and attic for the last 12 months, we're doing much more than simply erasing the evidence of our excesses. We're giving ourselves a protective dose of comfort, a fresh start for what lies ahead. We're reminding ourselves that however bleak the news or economic forecasts, we are, for the moment, safe. We are still fortunate to have the walls that hold the roof that covers the lives we've made. There is an intimate ritual and almost spiritual comfort in sweeping away the old and organizing the necessities, in uncluttering and tidying up the house. No wonder we're usually moved to do this at the beginning of the new year or the start of any new phase. No one can fly into the future carrying the weight of what was. Housekeeping, even in its most basic form, is, when you think about it, a kind of home blessing. It is a literal laying on of hands. We are ministering to the place that shelters us, holds us, welcomes us, and cradles us. As with most relationships, we'll get sloppy again. We'll grow careless, and the clutter will pile up until the next fresh start. And when it comes, we'll clear it all away yet again, promising that this time we really mean it. This time we won't let the bad habits return. With the first warm days of spring, the pagan deep within each of us will light the spiritual bonfire and dance around it. As one chore after another, we will bless the house again.